Good morning. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day, celebrating the gifts and blessings from Almighty God. May God's presence rest upon us as we come as his faithful servants to worship, to celebrate, and to bring honor and glory to God's kingdom.
Good morning. Please rise for the call to worship. Friends, don't let public opinion influence how you live out your faith.
God is our rules. God is our the Lord.
God's favor is promised to those who love God. Be good to your people, O God.
The hearts of the people are right.
Please join us in the opening hymn of praise, number 577, God of Grace and God of Glory.
Thank you.
Please join me in our opening prayer. Holy One, we call upon your name, for we know that your name and favor are more precious than human riches. You hate wickedness and abhor the neglect of your people. You call us to righteousness, to reach out to others with justice and mercy. You teach us right from wrong, that we may truly live in your grace. In the shadow of that grace, we offer compassion and mercy to others. Abide with us this day, that we may serve you forevermore. Amen.
Please be seated. I would invite you at this time to turn in the front of your hymnals. Actually, I'm changing the page. It's going to be page 33, not 39, as is listed in your worship folder. Because this morning we are not only having the baptism of Holly and Luca, but we also are receiving new members into the fellowship. And so we want to change and have that be the baptismal covenant number one. So I would invite those individuals who are going to be received into new membership, if they would come up front, and if Holly and Luca would come up as well. We'll put the baptism family here, and then the rest of individuals, if you would come over here. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment in Christ's body. So this morning we have individuals being presented for baptism. We have individuals who are coming to profess their faith and individuals who are transferring from other congregations as well. And so for all of us, it's a good time to refresh our memory. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace? And promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example he might be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. And according to the grace given to you by God, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives to the world? If so, answer, I will. Almost forgot to pour the water. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the waters, and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those in the ark through the water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin, to clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through our Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Holly, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. And what name is given to this child?
Luca.
Luca, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may ever be a faithful disciple of his. Amen. At this point of receiving of members and confirmation, it's good for all of us as well to remember our baptism and be thankful. Remembering that the Holy Spirit is at work within each and every one of us, and that having been born of water and the Spirit, that we might always be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Remember your baptism and be thankful. And may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may ever live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. These two individuals have come to us on profession of faith, and sometimes that's also through another denomination that won't transfer membership for whatever reason. These individuals come from, help me out, which church?
Wesley
United Methodist Church, Circleville United Methodist Church, trying to keep everybody straight. And then at the first service, we had a mom and a son that the son was profession of faith and the mom was transfer from the Harmony United Methodist Church. So after the worship service, we're going to get pictures of everybody and their children so that we then will put them out on the bulletin board so you can remember and ingrain your minds with their faces and pictures and names so that we will get them all straight as well. So continuing on page 38, as members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? If so, may we all answer, we will.
Amen.
And so, members of the household of God, I commend these individuals into your love and your care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And now may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Let's give them a warm welcome and greeting.
This morning's scripture reading comes from the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, 8 and 9. 22 and 23. Hear these words. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor have this in common. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of anger will fail. Those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. Do not rob the poor because they are poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord pleads their cause and despoils of life those who despoil them. I'd like to welcome everyone who's worshiping with us this morning, especially the visitors. Please pass the pew registry pad found in the center aisles so everyone can sign in. And after you sign in, then pass it back so it can be back in the center for collection later. Also, inside the pew registry pad are cards for prayer requests or for joys and concerns. If you feel the need, fill one out and put it in the holder on the aisle there, and the ushers will collect those and give those to the pastor. Also, if you notice someone who is missing this morning who normally sits by you, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. For the moments of informality and ministry of the church, I invite you to look through the bulletin. I'll highlight a few of the announcements. The outreach committee continues to collect pop can tabs. It's for seeing eye dogs. They need 24,000 tabs to get one dog. They're trying to fill a fish tank out in the North X. Please collect those for that great cause. Also, I see they're having a mystery dinner theater on October 13th. It sounds pretty interesting. Contact Debbie Weaver if you are interested in that. There are a lot of goings on in this bulletin. Please take a look through there. I believe Diane has an announcement.
Actually, I guess several. First of all, after church today, there is a brief meeting for parents and children of anyone who wants to be in Temple Chimes, Temple Bells, Sunshiners, or TAFC. Teens, I've actually had some people interested, so some of you who've been sitting back, you might want to reconsider. It says that it's in the choir room, but I think what we'll do is to make it easier is just to come up to the front of the church. And as soon as I get done playing, we'll have our brief meeting. I'll need to fit younger kids for choir robes and maybe get shirt sizes for older kids. That's announcement number one. Announcement number two, I know there are some singers out there. We are still looking for singers and adult ringers for Thursday night activities for chancel choir and cathedral bells. Just because you didn't come to the first rehearsal last week doesn't mean you can't do it. We accept new members all the time. We have two new members with us today, which we're glad to see. So if anybody else would like to do that, please come out Thursday night. The times are in the bulletin. The third announcement is just to draw your attention to a page in the bulletin about the volunteer activities in the church. We are in the process now of looking for people to serve on committees. And there's an important line on that page I need you to look at. It says, you don't have to serve on the committee to help the committee. You don't have to have your name on the dotted line to do that. If you are willing to serve in any of those capacities, whether or not you're on the committee, I urge you to please put a check mark on that, tear that page out of the bulletin, and put it in the offering plate so that we can be in contact with you. We won't pressure you to have your name put on the committee, but we need to know people who are willing to work with the planners that are on the different committees. So please give that prayerful consideration. Thank you.
Are there any further announcements? The peace of Christ be with you. Please stand and pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Everybody doing good?
Hi, sweet.
How's school going? Pretty good? Doesn't sound like you're very sure on that. Did you have any homework?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you like homework?
No.
No. Yes. I saw where one of our schools, I think in Pennsylvania, did away with homework. An elementary school, they did away with homework. But the children were supposed to read a book for 30 minutes a night. I don't know that I'd go for that if I were a teacher.
I would.
I think I'd. You would. You'd like that. I think I'd rather ruin your night with homework. No.
Then I would have to grade it all.
Why do you get homework, though?
So you can learn.
So you can learn?
So you can get it.
So you can get it to help reinforce at home what you did at school. And then you take all that stuff you learn and you forget about it. No, you better not forget about it. Can you imagine, I was going to say if you forgot to know how to tie a shoe, but there's only one shoe up here that needs to be tied. Everything else is a slip-on. So is mine. But can you imagine if everything you learned you just forgot? Or what would happen if everything you learned you didn't share it with anybody? Can you imagine if all those doctors and nurses kept all that knowledge to themselves and didn't share, then how would we get people healed? You know, when you don't feel good, you go to the doctor, they use their knowledge and give you a shot or some medicine or tell you what to eat to get better. But if all those people in the stores kept it quiet, it wouldn't be there. So we are called to share the information we learn with other people. Now, did you go to Sunday school today? Did you learn something about Jesus?
Yep.
Are you to keep that quiet?
Yeah.
No. We are to share that with our friends, our family members, and everybody that we meet every day to share the good news of Jesus every single day. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, for this day we give you thanks. We pray that you will bless these children, that they might live and grow in their knowledge, knowledge of that learning in school, but also that knowledge in school here. We pray for their moms and dads, their teachers, their families and their friends. And we pray that your presence might rest upon them. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I need some helpers. Will you hand me the bulletins and pass out cups? And today, it is going to the pastor's discretionary fund. That's where I can help people out as they come to me. So everybody gets a cup today. We come now to the time in our service when we want to lift up our joys and our concerns for individuals and situations among us. This morning we want to continue to remember Gabby. She is a friend and a school student with Charlie and Philip. She's in the third grade at Queen of Angels and had an aneurysm and is recuperating from her surgery. Prayers also for Jeff and Sherry. Sympathy to Edith and family in the passing of her brother. And sympathies to Dave and family in the loss of his mother. Pray for Cheryl, who is suffering from MS. And prayer for Loviana as well. If you look on the back of our worship folder, you will see a list of individuals. It's been a busy week as far as those in the hospitals. Phyllis in Forbes, Paul and William in Westmoreland, Walter in Allegheny General, and Susan continues to be a patient at UPMC Presbyterian Hospital as well. The rest of the individuals there are listed, and we want to continue to lift them up and pray for them as well. Let us continue now to unite our hearts and our spirits as we seek God's presence in prayer. Gracious and loving God, how good it is to be in your house, to come together with brothers and sisters in Christ and to worship and to praise you for the gifts and the blessings that we have received. Knowing, O God, that you call and encourage each and every one of us to be engaged in life, to actively be involved in mission and ministry, to boldly be a part of your kingdom, and those things that you desire to change, to transform, and to make new. Oh God, it is our hope and our prayer that we would see people as you see them, that our hearts might be softened and our minds might be sharp, that as we go through the world this week, we might see with your eyes and hear with your ears and speak with your voice. Oh God, for those times when sin has crept in, we are sorry. And we pray for your grace and your forgiveness. For those times when we've allowed things to be undone, to have an attitude where someone else can do it, to be apathetic. Oh God, we are sorry. And so we pray that as that good shepherd gathered together the sheep that night and realized that there were only 99 and one was missing, that he went and found that one, that we might be concerned about that one as well. Lord God, we come also to lift up the hurts and the needs, the joys and the concerns of your people. The names of these individuals voiced today, the names of individuals are upon our hearts that for various reasons just cannot be made public. Individuals and situations upon our prayer list. And for those situations, O God, around the world, we know that there is hunger physically and spiritually. We know that there are those who didn't know where they were going to sleep last night and aren't even sure where their next meal is coming from. We know that there are those who are oppressed, those who are living lives filled with fear. Homes that have been devastated, families turned upside down, The list of news goes on. But as your disciples that have experienced your blessings, O God, we pray that we might go into the world and meet needs that need to be met. We also pray for your blessings upon leaders. It doesn't matter whether they're leaders in churches or businesses or governments or stores or places of leisure and relaxation, O God, we pray for heads and hearts and minds and spirits, that they might be changed and yield to your holy and precious name. O God, we ask and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in the prayer that he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings? Almighty and most gracious God, we come together this morning and offer our praise and thanks. Even as we offer these gifts from the abundance you have given us, remind us that through your word, you call us to care for one another, to share generously, and to treat the poor as those who are your beloved children. Remind us continually that there are blessings you have reserved for those who share generously with those who are in need. Bring us to the world that most resembles your kingdom, where justice and compassion are shared like the air we breathe. In the name of Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Hear now these words come to us from Mark's Gospel, beginning with verse 24 of chapter 7. From there he sent out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast out the demon from her daughter. Jesus said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And then Jesus said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hands on him. But Jesus took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephpha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." May God's blessing rest upon the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, for these words of Scripture, these two stories of healing and the message that they contain, may they take root within our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And now, O God, comfort us from the activities of daily life in living those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. In Mark's gospel, there is a significant amount of secrecy surrounding Jesus' ministry. The well-known messianic secret has finally revealed when Peter declares Jesus as the Messiah in the following chapter, chapter 8, beginning with verse 27. But here we have Jesus doing his best to contain the news of his whereabouts and the results of his healing. We all know what it's like when we've hit that point in our lives where we need some peace and quiet. Turn the TV off, leave your cell phone somewhere, shut the ringer off. You just need to be left alone for a while. And so Jesus entered a house and didn't want anyone to know that he was there. And yet his presence is immediately found out and Jesus is called into service. Jesus' exchange with this Gentile woman seems at best a joke and perhaps even a little cruel. She simply asks Jesus to do what he has done for so many others, to cast out a demon from her daughter. But Jesus' initial response sounds a little insulting. She and her people, the Gentiles, are referred to as dogs. Well, Jesus is a master of the metaphor, and he clearly knows what he's saying. But scholars over the years have tried to cover this up a little bit for Jesus, but Mark, in his writing, makes no intention of cleaning up parts of the story that we may have problems with. We see Jesus trying to control his ministry. The implication is that Jesus has come to serve only the children of Israel. But his compassion is at odds with his purpose to the chosen. His compassion causes him to perform another act of love, another act of healing, this time to an outsider. Jesus leaves, and on his way back towards Galilee, he's faced with yet another person in need of healing. This time, this individual is brought to him by a crowd. Jesus takes the man aside in private so as to cure him away from the crowd. Again, some more of that messianic mystery. In the previous story, Jesus heals at a distance. But here, healing occurs in, a somewhat more vulgar way. Fingers are put into the man's ears. Jesus spits and takes some of that saliva, spit, and puts it on the tongue of this man. And then that powerful word, Ephatha, is pronounced, and the man's ears are suddenly opened, his tongue is loosened, and once again the situation slips away from Jesus. You see, he orders the crowd to be quiet and to tell no one. But it's of no use, because the word is out of what Jesus has done. The people will not listen to Jesus. Now, God's people today are much better at obeying this strange command of Jesus' warning to keep the secret. Most of his other commandments are a challenge, if not even difficult, to believers. How can we really turn the other cheek? You really want me to go an extra mile with this person? Surely Jesus wasn't right when he said, love your enemies. And how about that forgiveness thing? I mean, really? 70 times 7? Seriously, loving God with all my heart, all my soul, all my spirit? I mean, these things are hard and difficult for people. They're difficult commands to follow, but finally, in today's story, we have an asking, a command from Jesus that is easy for us to follow. You see, it's almost as if we too have been sternly warned to tell no one anything. And we must admit that most present-day followers of Jesus Christ are all too glad to keep the secret. The more he tells us to keep it to ourselves, the more we obey. There is a secret of what God can and will do. What God has done for some, God will be pressed hard to do for others. Why? Because we keep the secret so well. There's a little girl that on her way home from church, she said to her mother, she said, Mommy, the preacher's sermon today was a little confusing. And her mom said, oh, what about? And the little girl said, the preacher said that God is bigger than we are. Is that true? And the mother replied, yes, that's true. And then the little girl said, but he also said that God lives in each and every one of us. Is this true? And again, the mother replied, yes, that's true. Well, said the little girl, if God is bigger than we are, and God lives in us, then wouldn't God show through us? Out of the mouth of babes. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we must admit that all too well we go and say nothing. And that's not the part of the whole story of Jesus Christ that he wants us to learn. Jesus Christ wants us to share, to be, to proclaim, to offer, to assist, to reach out, to listen, to see, to speak, to move within your kingdom because of what Christ has done for us, because of what you have done for us, O God. We pray that Christ indeed might radiate forth from within us. O God, this we pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. And sing our closing hymn together. Our gracious and loving God, you send us forth today out into the world in your holy and precious name. This week, O God, may we be your faithful servants. And to at least one person, may we share, may we proclaim, may we be the good news of Christ our Lord. Send us, O God, out into the world, that we might be blessed to be a blessing. For we go in your holy and precious name. Amen.